It's very important to know that computational intelligence techniques pose their own inherent safety risks. It is easiest to consider CI systems which are trained and evolved, after which the parameters of the system are fixed. However, that's not always what we want. As an example, here's the interesting case of a wooden, scaled-down version of a hypersonic aircraft designed for Mach 5 to 15 flight. But they tend to fly like rocks at speeds that are low enough to permit landing or approach. The mock-up in the video uses neural network ADP to achieve, or almost achieve, stability. Once a satisfactory level of performance is obtained, safety analysis is then dealing with a defined system. But it still faces the challenge of ensuring that it will perform safely over a wide range of conditions in perhaps new and changing environments. The aircraft, robot, car, or process itself may be changing with wear and tear or unfamiliar operating regimes. But at times, the very reason that you choose CI is precisely because it does have the potential to learn and evolve in real time as the plant or environment pose new conditions or as agents appear that cannot be anticipated during system development. A fair portion of my own time in recent years has been spent on detailed peer reviews of papers that present new theories for the stability of neural networks. As one example, memristors are the fourth missing electrical circuit element following resistors, capacitors, inductors. Progress is being made with the mathematical theories of stability, but from my own viewpoint, it is not an easy challenge, and in many cases, the current theories don't scale very well.